Good evening, Patriots, and welcome to Bards FM Podcast. Tonight you're listening to A Nation Divided.
This war is real. Fighting is everything. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Tempt not the righteous man to draw his sword. Conviction, righteousness, ruthlessness. To understand tolerance, you have to understand the line of intolerance. War is the teacher, soldiers are the students. They become the bards of war.
Good evening, Patriots, and welcome to the Bards FM Podcast. It is already Tuesday, June 22nd. I feel like I just said Tuesday last week, and here we are. I swear time moves faster every day. So we have things developing with the Bards Fest. We have man on the ground right now, checking out the spaces, doing surveys, getting things ready. We're moving towards getting ticket sales going by the end of next week, so buckle up. It's going to be crazy. And we're doing all sorts of amazing things as we put together speaker lists and concert groups. And boy, I'll tell you, it's awesome. It's going to be an event. Shofar blowers and drum circles and whatever else we've got going. It's crazy. It's good. Exciting. County by county is displays and just a motivation. The biggest thing is we want people to be there to walk away with a feeling of being touched by, inspired by God and Christ and all things we do, because that's the center of this whole event. You know, that's the most important thing. So keep that in mind. Also, the 27th of August, the Bards Fest is 26, 27, 28, 29. And on the 27th of August is Slipper Revolution Day. And we're going to have Mike Lindell there. And, oh, I think you know what you need to do. You need to get yourself a pair of My Slippers. So head on over to My Slipper, or My Pillow, not My Slipper, MyPillow.com, and get yourself a pair of My Slippers. You can pick up some My Pillows. You can pick up some My Sheets. And you can pick up My Comforter, a My Doggy Bed, some My Towels. Don't take My Towel, though. I like My Towel a lot. All you have to do is go over there and use the Bards code, B-A-R-D-S, Bards, and you're going to get all sorts of great stuff on that promo code. And then if you want to talk to a real live person, because sometimes people say, you know what, I don't want to do this on the internet. I'm like, okay, good. That's why they gave us an 800 number. And you can call 800-975-2939, 800-975-2939. And you use the same code, the same promo code, Bards, B-A-R-D-S, Bards. And you use Bards and you get your discount, your great discounts on products, 40 to 66% off. And we support a great company, a great American CEO, a man who considers himself a follower of Christ. We can't ask for better. And then you know he's really good when the media hates him so much. That's even better. It makes me laugh. Who just now has launched a new platform to compete with Amazon. So he's doing great stuff. So he just doesn't stop fighting. Mike Lindell does not stop fighting. And that's the thing about him. So let's fight for him as well. Support his company, his efforts. We're going to celebrate his success on the 27th of August. Get on over and get some purchases done on the MyPillow site. Get yourself some pillows. They're good pillows. They're good sheets. They're great sheets. I mean, here I am. I'm literally a guy that talks every night about pillows and sheets because they're great. They're awesome. So you got to use them. You got to get them. You got to get yourself a pair. It's awesome. All right, folks, that's it. MyPillow.com, 800 number, 800-975-2939, promo code BARDS, and have some fun. All right, a country divided is what we are right now. Absolutely no question about it. I was going through some headlines, and I'm just shaking my head at the stupidity of life right now. So you've got parents that were protesting the critical race theory at Loudoun County School Board meeting. I don't even know where Loudoun County is. I got to figure this one out. I just saw this a little bit ago. In Virginia, they were arrested by the fascist sheriff because they were declared an unlawful assembly. I want you to think about that. It's an unlawful assembly to protest what your children are being taught. Every one of those sheriffs ends up needs to be stuck in Gitmo. And if I knew their name, I would call them out by name. I'd give their address on here if I could. They are Nazi cops. End of story. It's getting stupid. Since Congress can't do anything these days because they are ineffectual, illegal, and only have the authority at 13 square miles, what does Pelosi suggest? She says they will create a select committee to investigate the January 6th riot after effort has been to establish a commission fails in the Senate. Oh my goodness. It just doesn't get any stupider than what we're at right now. This is literally max stupid in our country. Nellis Air Force Base in Nevada hosts a drag queen show. That's your military for you right there. Go USA. Go USA. What is it? YMCA. I mean, this is like the Air Force has to outdo the Navy for having the first gay band on board. Or now the Air Force is going to do a transgender, whatever it is, drag queen show. And the land whale, Stacey Abrams, just keeps showing up in the news. I'm telling you, just her face alone just wants to make me sick. This is literally where you have to come to the conclusion of a couple of things. We are looking at a political class that is exposed. They are arrogant. They are going to do everything they possibly can to keep their control, including burning down the entire house. I will still make note that not one person has spoken out against this injection. Not one. And I believe that includes Rand Paul. I want you to think about this a minute. There are over 6,000 people dead on the VAERS reporting. There are over 300,000 people that are injured by this thing. The WHO has come out and said, don't inject children. And yet, the Indiana Department of Health has laid out its criterion for kindergarten through sixth grade. Now, keep in mind, the WHO just said, don't vaccinate children. So this is how the Indiana Department of Health has responded to that. They have said that kindergarten through sixth grade, I have to be vaccinated, and that allows them to have no mask required. If they're unvaccinated, masks are required at all times indoors, and masks outdoors are required only in high-risk situations. That's another group of people, the entire Indiana Health Department, that needs a chain gang digging deep holes into the middle of the earth. They're destroying, they're out to burn, to scorch earth the entire society. I just want to be clear about this. And as parents are going to continue to do the same old thing and expect different results, by definition, that is insanity. If they are not going to start taking action to protect their children, then those parents that are not doing that, I'm sure there's an elevator spot down to the lake of fire for you too. I'm kind of at a zero tolerance hour myself. I hope everybody else is. Because I'm getting tired of peak stupid, not just by the stuff we're witnessing, but by the parents, by the adults, by the kids, by the teens that all think they're being cool by playing along with this insanity of the injection. Now, you know, today I was on the phone with an insurance agent, car insurance, and I was being asked a couple questions, normal questions for new car insurance. And basically it came down to, we got into a discussion about flying. And I just said, I don't fly anymore. Never will. Again, as long as this COVID stupid stuff is going on. I think I refer to it as COVID insanity. And I'm semi-delicate when I'm talking to strangers because I don't want to get, you know, like all of a sudden get a bill three times the cost because I triggered them or something. You never know. And so this young lady says, She asks kind of a cautious question. And keep in mind, you know, these phone calls are being recorded. So this, and I'm saying this because I'm giving her some credit here. She knows these damn calls are being recorded too. So she's asking a question. She says, have they started requiring this injection yet? Or I think she said vaccine for the passengers going on planes. She said, I haven't checked. I said, no, they haven't for passengers. I said, but United is now mandating it for its pilots. And I said, British Airways lost 3 or 4 pilots last week, 1 week after they took the injection. She says, oh my gosh. Well, and then I was like, okay, whatever. Now I'm going to drop some carpet bombs. So I did. I dropped a little bit of carpet bombs about what this thing is about. I'm like, in for a penny, in for a mile. What can I say right now? And then she says, well, you know, she said, I want you to be clear. She said, I didn't take the injection. I thought about doing it, but I didn't take it, and none of my family took it. And this was my response. I said, God bless you. I said, you just made a beautiful decision for your life. I said, let me tell you what's really involved here. And then I got into some stuff. I told her to go listen to the podcast. When I got through that phone call, she said, I want to thank you. She said, you gave me so much strength today. All right, Patriots, this is my point. This is a random engagement. I'm walking in carefully on the target. I don't want to completely shut somebody off because I don't know where she's sitting. But this is a person who's kind of alone out there wandering. We know that because we all know how the vax society tries to dominate the narrative and make everybody else feel like you're crazy. Not that that ever happens. And so we get out here, and when we engage people and we just are respectful of their place but speak the truth, let God guide, we are going to bring people over and give people strength. I told her, I said, go to the website or go to the podcast and scroll down and find the interviews, you know, with Dr. Tenpenny and with Dr. Andrew Wakefield and Dr. Carrie Madej, and just look for them and listen to them and share them widely. She's like, oh, you know, she was really thankful. So the first thing to say on that is keep in mind that as you're working out here, the podcast is also your resource. I'm totally loving everybody that's here, but please consider it the community resource. Share it, use it. I mean, we have amazing interviews that come on here, and we're blessed. We're blessed to have people like Dr. Tenpenny here and her team of 5 docs plus 2. And we're recycling them through regularly because they continue to come up with new data, new findings, right? But this is how we're going to have to fight in this country divided, because we are a nation divided right now. And that's just reality of where we sit. It's a rough time in that place. Because there's really no, you know, Benjamin Franklin said, all mankind is divided into 3 classes. Those that are immovable, those that are movable, and those that move. Right now, we are dealing with a specific class of people that are immovable, and they've already taken the injection. And there's a portion of that group that you can yell and scream and beat on their head and run around with your hair on fire, and they will not move. Then you have another group of people that are movable, and that's that middle group. And those people are, some of them have taken the injection, some of them have not, but they're all kind of there in that place. They need facts. They need data. They need to know that they're not alone. They need to know that there's other people out here that can be strong with them. That's okay. All right. In this fight right now, I mean, I talk a lot about standing strong and standing up, and I get it that not everybody can do it. And especially when you're wandering out here and you feel like you're an island, it's hard to do. That's where we come in. I mean, we are literally have to be like what the remnant is intended to be. That's where we reach in. This is why we follow this concept of being disciples in Christ, not pew marshmallows. You know how I feel about pew marshmallows. The only good thing a marshmallow does is you light it on fire and turn it into charcoal and stick it on a graham cracker with a little bit of chocolate. But it's got to be on fire when you stick it on the graham cracker. So don't be a pew marshmallow. A pew marshmallow. I think I just said a pew marshmallow. Don't be a pew marshmallow either. Don't be a pew marshmallow or a pew marshmallow. But you have to get in here and help elevate the truth. And we've got to reach out to people, and we have to take risks on this and let people know where we are. And that's going to help strengthen the movement. That's how we start to expand out and how we start to build bridges. Look, there was one thing that Q said that always stuck in my mind. It was like, in the end, there'll be 3-6% or something like that, 6-9%. I think it was 3-6%. 3-6% will be lost forever. So I've thought that through, and I've done those numbers for you, and 6% is still a lot of people. That's like 20 million people. You're like, whoa, it's a lot of people. When you run the real numbers and you say 3-6% of our population, that's about 11 to 19 million people in the United States. Now, if you look across our landscape of vaccinated zombies, you're going to find that number is actually probably pretty accurate, that there is a core group of people out there, probably close to 20 million right now, that are dedicated, hardcore, never going to move, that class of unmovable, that will stay there until the very end, gritting their teeth, saying, I took the injection to save the world. Even though the irony is that not one of them has admitted to they're doing it to save the world. Almost every one of them has said they did it because they want to be with people, they want to go to the restaurants, or they want to travel. It's foolishness. But it's foolishness because as a country divided, we are divided by a masterful, masterful media and a masterful psyop that's going on here. I'm going to read you a quote, and I'm going to bet you that people don't like this quote. But I'm going to read it anyway, because it's from one of my favorite presidents. Patriotism means to stand by the country. It does not mean to stand by the president or any other public official, save exactly to the degree in which he himself stands by the country. It is patriotic to support him insofar as he efficiently serves the country. It is unpatriotic not to oppose him to the exact extent that by inefficiency or otherwise he fails in his duty to stand by the country. In either event, it is unpatriotic not to tell the truth, whether about the president or anyone else. That is Teddy Roosevelt, Theodore Roosevelt. Love this guy. Always have. Now, I'm saying that because one of the blessings that we have been given, and I'm truly grateful, and I'm going to preface all of this, I am grateful for everything President Trump did in his 4 years, even the launching of the injection, because he forced it, he got it out, he got it in front of everybody, and it's all exposed into the light. He got it out before he left office. They knew he was going to lose. They knew that election was rigged. They knew that, and they knew they were going to have to fight from behind. That's okay. And so one of the greatest things he ever did was graciously step off the stage and literally toss us the keys to the nation and go, all right, patriots, get off your butt and start defending the Constitution. Thank God, Mr. President, you did that. Thank you very much. Very seriously, because it is time, and it was time, for him to step off and let people start to get a backbone to stand up and defend this nation. Now, we're seeing it. We don't like the way it's written in headlines. I'm going back to that headline about parents protesting CRT at Loudoun County school board meeting are declared unlawful assembly as the Nazi sheriff's deputies make at least two arrests and as they wear their brown shirt fascist uniforms. I'm adding that last part. I don't know if you knew that or not. Just had to be clear. But we are seeing people stand up. And it's, I'm so excited to see this because it's time that we start to get our feet anchored in and force this change. This nonsense of the left is being driven by a minority. Remember, that 20 million lost in the matrix forever? That's the engineered side of this that are driving this entire narrative. As 80 million people out here who voted for President Trump haven't budged, though some of them probably took the injection. We've got about 100, 120 million people standing firmly with America right now, maybe even more. And the race is on to try to get as many of these people injected, including kids, so they can screw them up for life. Kamala Harris tells activists to knock on doors and harass people who haven't been vaccinated in desperate push to meet the 4th of July goal. Come knock on my door and talk about a vaccination. I'll give you a lead in vaccination if you want to have one. Ain't going to happen. Oh, and I'll pray for you and I'll hand you a Bible just in case, just so we're clear. I will bless you and I will bless you to meet your, to meet God. One-way ticket, no charge. We've got one little BLM turd around the corner up here. They like to put a BLM sign up. I'm like, okay, whatever. Go pray in front of his house and watch the lightning strike. That would be awesome, wouldn't it? It's like, okay, God, let's bring some power on this. Like, all right, here we go. One lightning bolt, just one, please. That'll do. All right, one lightning bolt coming up. Absolute incineration. Like, wow, that was pretty impressive. Thank you. No problem. Anything else? Maybe tomorrow. Okay. I'll tell you, we need some action like that. And you know how we're going to get action like that, very seriously, is it's through our prayers and it's through our faith and commitment with God and everything we do. But we've got to be strong, patriots. Our nation is divided. We are a divided nation, okay? And it's back to what Ben Franklin said. There is an unmovable class. The problem with the unmovable class on the left is it's unmovable, it's violent, and it's noisy. And when you take the unmovable class on the right, it's really small. Because this is what happens on the right. It drives me batty. So people go, I'm strong. And then they go, all right, yeah, but I don't like you. Oh, well, I'm sorry. I hate you. Oh, I'm really sorry. Can I buy you ice cream? You're a dirtbag. I'm really sorry. Can I pray for you and can I buy you ice cream too? Take the injection. Okay. Is that going to make everything better now? That's what happens on the right. What the heck happened to strong Christians, man? Seriously, God didn't make us into milk toast and doormats. You imagine Christ out here walking away going, I'm sorry. Please bear this in mind. You all need to love each other. And I'm so, it just even makes me sick saying it. Jesus Christ walked this earth and sacrificed himself for us for everlasting life and, ding, 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 never gave in. Never bowed to evil. Walked with the devil. Never bowed to evil. Walked into the temple with the Pharisees. Never bowed to evil. Flipped tables. Never bowed to evil. Took out the whip. Never bowed to evil. Took the boat across the lake, stopped the storms, like, whoa, peace be still. Y'all don't have any faith. Get back in the boat and start acting like it. Gave him a good little backhand. What happened? And then we've got Paul. You know, Paul's great. Paul only opened, we all look at Paul and are like, wow, he opened all these churches. Yes, he did amazing jobs of getting Christianity spread. But you know that Paul only opened about 12 to 16 churches? He was arrested everywhere he went. Okay, so that's the thing I was looking at. I was like, okay, why then is Paul so important if he's arrested? Because he never stopped. Man, he gave himself 100%. He was all in. That was straight up discipleship of Christ right there. It's like, oh, you're going to arrest me? Fine, I'll go in prison and I'll preach more. Then they're like, oh, I can't believe this. He's like building insurgency from within the walls. Yes, he is. Rocking it. Tearing down the institution from every position he was ever at. This is what we are talking about. You never, ever, ever relent. Never stop fighting. Someone says to you, be quiet. You're like, okay, I'm going to get louder. They say, don't protest. I'm going to bring 10 more people. Don't sing prayer. Okay, I'll sing him twice as loud. Pledge of Allegiance isn't allowed here. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I? Okay, I'll sing the Star Spangled Banner. How's that? And then tell you the Pledge of Allegiance. There's no prayers at the beginning. I'm sorry. I'll just read scripture and pray for you openly. I mean, defiance, patriots, in the name of the Lord. Man, we got to fire it up. A nation divided because there's no God at the core of this. They stripped it from everybody. They stripped it from every institution. And now these zombies out here have been vaccinated and walking around with the devil in their head or atheists or whatever else they want to call themselves. You know, it's going to really suck if you're an atheist right now. I'm going to be honest. You're like, I don't believe in God. It's like, I don't know what you believe in then. Well, it's life. Or better yet, this universalism nonsense. I'm a Christian, but I don't believe in anything in the Bible. Okay, I have no idea what that means. It's like, what? What did you just say? Well, you know, I don't really believe in a lot of this stuff because I believe in this universal love. You know what? Like, go join the hippie movement or something. There's a bunch of rainbow warriors out there. Literally, it's like the rainbow movement left over from the hippies. You can find them. They never bathe. That's a story I'll tell you sometime because I literally went into that place. I went in as a quote-unquote journalist. Oh, my goodness. I checked in with the cops even before I went in. I'm like, I'm going in. They're like, you're nuts. I'm like, I know. What are you doing? I'm like, I got to find out what this thing is all about. And oh, man, I'll tell you right off the top, it stinks. None of them bathe. And they're all sitting there dreaming in their little bonged out world. Anyway, we'll talk about that another time. We are literally living in like upside down world. And the world over here that's walking in that, the unmovable left, as Ben Franklin would probably call it, the unmovable class, which is the unmovable left at this moment, they're just anchored in. They're going to burn this ship to the ground. They're going to blow holes in it. They're going to scuttle the vessel right in the middle of the ocean one way or another, because if they are either going to get that injection and they're going to show everybody how defiant they are, and they are going to prove to you that the injection works. And I'm like, okay. This are some points in time you got to throw your feet up on the desk and grab a cup of coffee and say, have at it, brother. I'm prayed for you. I've helped you along. But at the end of the day, don't come begging at my door. Now, I know that doesn't sound very forgiving. It's not. Because there's a point here, and this is something I want you to think about. I've been reading through this a lot lately in Scripture, and we keep saying, like, forgive everybody. Forgive your brother. Love your brother. I agree to that to a degree. But if your brother is a Luciferian nut job, and I'm not thinking right there that we're supposed to go out here and go, oh, everything's good, that you worship the sacrifice of children. I don't see that anywhere in the Scripture. Now, let me tell you, if you're out here and you're dealing with people who love God and they stumble, man, I'm going to be the first to reach out and go, you know what, brother, I love you. Get up. Let's work together. Let's help. Let's get this thing moving forward. We got to get people on the same page here. But this marshmallow worship pew stuff has got to stop, because we've got to get back to having a spine. And like I said, you don't have to be violent. You have to be defiant. There's a huge difference. And no, patriots, I'm not going to love a Luciferian, and I'm not going to love a child worshiper, sacrificer, and I'm not going to be loving these people out here for what they've done to these children. I'll pray for their salvation. That does not mean I'm going to pray for loving them, period. Now, that's me. You disagree with me? That's fine. But there's a limit on this thing. And the problem is when we get so blended into the gray that we start to lose our way. I mean, look at Christ. I've used this example before, and I love this example. That's why I keep using it. It's when he stands before the accused adulteress and the angry crowd. And they're trying to trap him. Well, she's by Noah's law, she needs to be stoned. And he's like, he's sitting there sketching on the ground. And he reminds them, you know, the first one to cast a stone needs to show that they have no sin themselves. I'm paraphrasing. Okay. And, of course, the crowd starts to dissipate. And then he turns to her and he says, are there anybody here that has accused you? And she's like, no, no, my Lord. And he's like, then you can go. But he's basically, as he closes out, he's sending her on her way to not do sin. But that's her choice, right? Man, this is a sort of powerful engagements we need to have. These people are not going to listen to you. First of all, they're probably not going to listen to anybody because now that they've got the injection, I'm not even sure they're human anymore. Just depends on when that 5G trigger goes off. And then you're going to start seeing some really crazy stuff. It's going to be like, did I just see him eat that rat that was running across the street? Yes, you did. And did I just see her, like, eat the neighbor's dog? Yes, you did. What was that? They were vaccinated, and the 5G towers just got turned up. I mean, that's literally what we're about ready to witness. It's going to be ugly. And we're going to be like, whoa, holy cow, get your video cameras ready, too, because there's going to be some great stuff come out. Oh, my goodness gracious. You're going to be like, man, that's like a million hits on that video. It's like, yes, it is. Get it up on the, get it up quick. I'm telling you, we are dealing with some of the, it's literally imposed ignorance. And this is why I just get so fed up with it. Okay. Yes. And I, Patriots, I have a lot of temperance and I have a lot of love for humanity. I walk with God in my heart. But I'm telling you, sometimes you just got to call stupid. God did not give us a brain to use it as a pillow for our butt. And God did not give us a brain to, like, literally tilt our head and pour it out into a glass and then pour it down the disposal. It is intended that we are to use our own reasoning, our logic, to think things through. And to, with that, to gain reason, to question through, and we always can question through God, send God questions, talk to him, let him reveal to us what the truth is. That's discernment. And through discernment and questioning and reason, we gain wisdom. Isn't that amazing? Knowledge and reason and discernment equals wisdom. Oh, an amazing equation. So with all of this world, and we look around right now as well, we see the absolute abject failure of most of our churches, not all, but most. And then we wonder why it's like, well, the youth have no moral rudder. Well, no kidding. The family's broken. The churches, well, I guess when we say they're vaccination centers, it pretty much says it all. And as Pastor Casper McLeod said, and I totally agree with him, I don't know why we're worried about the ones that close. They need to be closed anyway because they're not teaching the Word of God. Bingo, right on spot, right on that one. So we have a duty in this. And it's a duty to serve the Lord in this task of bringing the love of Christ into people's lives to show them how powerful it is and what a wonderful experience it is. Look, I'm not condemning anybody that has a good church, but the relationship to Christ is us to Christ. It isn't us to a temple to Christ. So the process is out here. We need to be engaging people. We need to be back, as I started the story today, getting into people's lives, talking to them, sharing with them, informing them, educating them. And that's the place that we stand up where we as a country divided start to bridge the make the bridges to become united. And united through what? Not united through a president, not united through a flag, united through the love of Christ and through Christ to the Father. That's how we get there. Everything else is easy. You reset that place of love of God through Christ to the Father. You reset that, and everything else starts to stabilize. We can have legitimate discourse about topics we disagree with, because at the end of the day, there is always one thing we can agree on, and that's in prayer and supplication, our love of Jesus Christ. Pretty simple. I can be deeply passionate and impassioned about something I want and believe in for this nation, and someone else can be equally the so on a topic that I don't have to agree with. But I will tell you what, we will both acknowledge to our love of Christ and the love of this country that we have a common interest to do the best for people. And through that beautiful discourse, always putting God first, we will arrive at a commonality or at least a compromise that will be beneficial to what we both are trying to achieve. That is essentially why it worked in the beginning, because God was part of who we were in this nation. You take God away, and then it becomes the pocket filling that comes from association with lobbyists and corporate interests and whatever else. Always about me, always about greed, always about taking something from yourself. That's not the way the republic can work. And it's for that reason that we literally have to, in a certain way, watch and witness the entire institution burn to the ground. But that said, there has to be a seminal line that we will never cross. And you have to get clear in your head where that is. And it's not hard to find. It begins with God's rules. And it begins with how we treat one another. And it begins on how we live with our love in Christ. And when you walk that way, it's very easy. You're clear what your walk is. You're clear where your loyalty for allegiance and authority is. And everything else either falls in that category and works with you on it, or it's like, see you, have a nice day. Enjoy the muffins on the way out the door. We have got to be stronger in the communities with our faith, not within you. I believe that our patriot strength in Christ and the love of God has never been higher. And I think that's something we will need to pray about tonight and to be grateful for. But I do believe as well that we have to get stronger in bringing it into our communities, be more bold about bringing it into our communities. Because that is where we truly will shine. And that is truly where we will stand up strong. And we will seize control again of the foundations of this country, of faith and in the true words and meanings, meaning of in God we trust. Yes, we are a nation divided, but it is the remnant that will heal it. It is the remnant that will build the bridges across. There will always be an evil. There will always be some group that hates it all just because hate and anger and all those other negative emotions are something that they've corrupted their hearts so deeply that's all they can live with. But in the end, it will be the remnant, this remnant we are part of, that will heal it, build the bridges, and lead this nation to its revival. And that revival will get its legs like never before at Bard's Fest on the 26th of August to the 29th. Don't miss it. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are blessed with this time that we come together. We are blessed to be here together. We are blessed to be able to have this time to reflect, to share in prayer, and to be humbled by the rise in the love of Christ and the love of you. Lord, we've been given an amazing gift and a reawakening to all that you are and all that is given to us, and we are grateful for that. We are grateful for the patience. We are grateful for the love, the temperance that you've extended to us. Lord, in this fight, in a nation divided, we ask for your clarity as we walk this path of, on one hand, praying for the many, but staying true to the path with you. That can get confusing at times, Lord, as we stumble around trying to figure out the places where we are to get along and find those places where we can't walk that path with others and to accept that as okay. Sometimes we can walk together and sometimes we have to walk apart. But we will always pray for whoever we are walking with or how far away they are. Let our prayers carry that distance and build the bridges to build the healing of a nation. Let us help find the way through to the dark hearts. Let us help find the way through to those that have been deceived and help them awaken and return to you. And let us have the prayers of strength, not only for ourselves, but for those who are now in the shadow, walking, to open their eyes, to take the bold chance and walk towards the light and return to you. We are blessed with all that's been given, blessed that's all that's been sacrificed for us. And we say these things in Jesus Christ's holy name. Amen. Well, Patriots, yeah, we have some work to do. And we can do it. That's the best part. All this other stuff in the news, you know, they're going to get ugly. That's all they know how to do. Threatening, beating on pans, coming to your door and door knocking, threatening you, whatever. They can all, and you know, I guess the question, that's an interesting one too. I just thought about it. It's like that Kamala Harris comment about door knocking. How are these people knowing who didn't take the vax? I can tell you how they know who didn't take it. They're releasing the data to the public is what they're doing. This is the deceit you have going on. If a corporation did it, if you did it as a small business, you'd be sued under HIPAA. They do it because they're just tyrants. So don't bow to tyranny. Let me just leave you with these thoughts because it's important to get this in your head and to never forget this. I'm going to read you the two opening paragraphs of the Declaration of Independence. I want you to hear this as we close out tonight. In Congress, July 4, 1776, the unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America, when in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them to one another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the cause which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. Accordingly, all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, invices a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty, to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies, and such now is the necessity which constrains them to alter their form of systems of government. Patriots, we are here once again. It isn't just our right, it is our duty to throw off the tyrannical government who has a chain of usurpations and abuses against the people, to reset this nation on a footing that resets it to the Constitution and as it was designed by our framers. This fight is now in the streets. It means prayer and hymn and boldness in the streets. It means no more lurking in the shadows. It means standing strong, bringing God into the world, bringing God into the public space, and letting them know that they are now at the seminal line and that they will not and we will not cross. Keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil, never relent. Always press into the fight. This fight is very real. Our prayers are a lethal system of warfare. Use it. God is with us. He will never forsake us. And as we stand with God, we know God will always win. Have a blessed night. I'll see you this evening for Fishers of Men. Until then, or until the next time, God bless, and out for now.
We shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe, to assure the survival and the success of liberty.
Every thoughtful citizen who despairs of war and wishes to bring peace should begin by looking inward, by examining his own attitude towards the possibilities of peace. Too many of us think it is impossible. Too many think it is unreal. But that is a dangerous, defeatist belief. It leads to the conclusion that war is inevitable, that mankind is doomed, that we are gripped by forces we cannot control. We need not accept that view. Our problems are man-made, therefore they can be solved by man, and man can be as big as he wants. No problem of human destiny is beyond human beings. Man's reason and spirit have often solved the seemingly unsolvable, and we believe they can do it again. Surely the opening vistas of space promise high costs and hardships, as well as high reward. So it is not surprising that some would have us stay where we are a little longer, to rest, to wait. But this city of Houston, this state of Texas, this country of the United States was not built by those who waited and rested and wished to look behind them. This country was conquered by those who move forward, and so will space. We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other thing, not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Because that challenge is one that we're willing to accept.
The energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor will light our country and all who serve it. And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Has waited thousands of years to show its face. It has only one intent, to destroy God's light and to enslave. It has no scruples. It has no rules but one, to win at any cost. But we will never bow, for we are the remnant that will hold the line. This is war. We fight. Push. We climb. We never give in. We become the nightmare that evil didn't know could exist. We pray. We stand. We live by the words, "In God we trust." We fear nothing. We are the light that can never be extinguished. We are patriots. We are the digital army that will help deliver God's wrath.